We see all these beautiful carriage horses over here. What are your thoughts on a potential ban on these horses?
You know, it's kind of part of the, I don't know, like not the culture, but like the way I remember Central Park, right? But at the same time, I feel bad for them. Like, I really do.
I feel like it's a very New York thing, but I'm also on the side of protecting the horses. Like, for example, we went to New Orleans last year, and same type of deal, there's horses everywhere. But I feel like it's a lot of labor on the horses, so I'm against it.
I know a lot of people specifically come to Central Park or New York City for this ride.
These horses and carriages have been a fixture here in Central Park for many, many years, drawing in people all across the world to hop inside and take a tour of Central Park. But they're under a newfound scrutiny and push to try and ban the practice altogether. This time, for the very first time, it's coming from Central Park Conservancy, the nonprofit that maintains the park itself. They said that this doesn't stem from an animal safety cause. It actually comes from public safety, citing two instances when these horses broke free from their handlers and were running loose throughout the park. They also say the horses are damaging the infrastructure of the park and they're not being picked up after properly. This is in addition to a proposed bill from Councilman Robert Holden, who is focused on animal safety, citing instances where horses have dropped and had to be euthanized throughout Manhattan in recent years. We spoke to carriage horse drivers and their union. They said that they don't pose a risk to public safety. Instead, they said the e-bikes and scooters seen driving through Central Park, those pose a risk to the pedestrians who visit this park each and every year. We asked the mayor's office where they stand on this issue. They said they're evaluating it, trying to come up with the best solution for the animals and for the people who frequent the park.